Welcome back to the deep dive. A university administrative office.
Okay.
It's September. The phones are absolutely ringing off the hook. The inbox has, I don't know, 10,000 unread messages.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tiny team of maybe five people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to communicate with 20,000 students, 10,000 applicants, and like 50,000 alumni.
It is the classic definition of a bottleneck. It's just, it's chaos.
It's a nightmare. And that's really the setting for our conversation today.
Yeah.
We're looking at a collision between two technologies that both claim to solve this exact problem.
Right.
On one side, you have the infrastructure. We're talking about a platform called Engage to Serve, or E2s for short. This is the heavy lifter, the Student Lifecycle CRM.
Yeah, you can think of E2s as the, I guess, the brain and the memory of the university. It knows who everyone is, from the kid applying from high school all the way to the donor who graduated in, you know, 1990.
And then on the other side, you have the disruptor, a tool called Auto Content API. This thing is an industrial-grade content engine.
Okay.
And the whole premise we're exploring is, what happens when you plug this massive content engine into that huge CRM database? The claim is, and this is a big claim, that a university can scale its communication output by 100 times.
100 times.
Without hiring a single new person. Now, I have to be honest, when I hear 100x scale and automated content, my alarm bells start ringing. It just sounds like spam.
I get that. I totally get that reaction. It sounds like we're just going to flood the world with, you know, junk. But we really have to look at the economic reality of higher ed right now. We are living in an era of content saturation.
Break that down for me. What does that mean? Is it just there's too much stuff to read?
It's that the barrier to reaching people has completely collapsed. You have YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, email. The pipes are wide open.
No.
But the cost of actually filling those pipes with something people want to consume.
That's the hard part.
That has remained incredibly high.
Because it takes humans.
It takes human time, creativity, and, you know, technical skill. So a university using E2s, they have the perfect infrastructure. They have the portals, the mobile apps, all the data. But they often lack the fuel. They just have empty pipes.
So the fuel is the content itself.
Precisely. They can send a push notification, but if that notification just leads to some dry text document, I mean, who cares? Nobody cares.
Right.
So the mission of this deep dive is to see if plugging a headless content factory like Auto Content API into E2s can really turn a bureaucratic institution into a modern media company.
A headless content factory.
Yeah.
I love that term. And we are definitely going to get into what that actually means later because it sounds a little sci-fi.
It does.
But let's start where the university starts. Recruitment.
Mm.
Getting students in the door. In the E2s world, this is called E2s Recruit.
And the goal there is really simple. Convert inquiries and enroll students. But, I mean, think about how universities usually do this. You fill out a form on a website, and what happens? What do you get?
You get a generic email. Dear first name, thank you for your interest in. Maybe a link to a PDF brochure.
A PDF with a stock photo of three diverse students laughing at a salad in the cafeteria.
It's always the salad.
Always. Now, put yourself in the shoes of a 17-year-old Gen Z applicant. Let's call her Sarah. Sarah, you know, she lives on TikTok, she consumes YouTube shorts, she doesn't read long-form text, and she definitely doesn't read generic emails.
So by sending that PDF, the university is basically invisible to her.
They're fighting a losing battle for what's called mental availability. If you aren't in the format they consume, you just don't exist. This is where that integration with Auto Content API gets really, really interesting. They have a specific endpoint. It's called Video Create Shorts.
Okay, so walk me through the Sarah scenario. She fills out the form. What happens now in this new world?
In the old world, the form triggers the boring text email. In this new world, E2s triggers auto content. The API goes and scrapes the university's specific web page, say the visual arts program page Sarah was just looking at. It extracts the key selling points. The new studio lighting, the artist in residence program, internships, all that stuff.
And it writes a script from that.
It writes a punchy 60-second vertical video script, but it doesn't stop there. It then generates the video using AI stock footage and an AI avatar, maybe a casual speaker avatar that looks like a student, and then it adds subtitles and background music.
Hold on. So Sarah gets a video sent to her phone of a student who isn't real telling her about the art studio.
Yes. And it happens instantly.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here. Doesn't that feel cheap? If I'm Sarah and I realize this isn't a real student, do I feel tricked?
That's the big debate, you know? But look at the alternative. The alternative is a text email that she deletes without even opening.
Fair point.
And the data suggests that these faceless content channels, where the information is the star, delivered by a pleasant avatar, they're actually dominating social feeds right now. It's about utility. Sarah wants to know about the studio. She'd rather watch a 60-second summary than read a 500-word page.
It's the format that wins.
The format wins. And there is a massive economic argument here, too.
Right, because making real videos is expensive.
Prohibitively so. I mean, if a university wants to make a polished, vertical social video for Instagram or TikTok, and they hire a freelancer, you are looking at $300 minimum, probably more.
And that's for one video.
One single video. Auto content? It operates on a credit model. Generating one of these short, that costs about 400 credits. On their business plan, that's roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
It just completely changes the physics of marketing. It allows the university to test creatively at scale. You can't A-B test a $300 video very easily.
No.
But you can generate 50 versions of a 4 euro video to see what actually resonates.
And that brings up the personalization aspect. I saw that E2s has a persona feature.
Right.
One size doesn't fit all.
Yes, and this is the killer combo. Let's go back to Sarah. So maybe there's another applicant, let's call him David, who's interested in computer engineering. E2s knows this. So it tells auto content, make a video for the engineering persona.
So David gets a totally different avatar.
David gets a more professional sounding avatar in a lab setting, talking about career outcomes and average starting salaries. Sarah gets an energetic, creative avatar talking about studio culture.
Wow.
Same university, same database. But the content is custom tailored on the fly.
Without an admissions officer having to record a single thing. That is impressive, I'll give you that. But let's move down the life cycle. So Sarah applies, she gets in, she enrolls. Now she's a student. This is the domain of E2's retain.
Retention. It's the silent killer in higher ed. Getting them in is hard, keeping them is sometimes harder.
And usually retention fails because students just get overwhelmed, right? Yeah. They miss deadlines. They don't understand financial aid.
Exactly. And where is all that information usually found? In the student handbook, the 80-page PDF that nobody has read since 1995.
I certainly never read mine. I just asked my roommate.
We all did. But relying on the grapevine is how you get misinformation. Now, have you seen this audio overview trend recently? Things like Google's Notebook LM.
Oh, absolutely. I use it all the time. You upload a document and two AI hosts just banter about it like a podcast. It's weirdly engaging. I listened to a tax document the other day and actually understood it.
That is the power of audio. It turns studying into listening. You can do it while you're commuting, while you're at the gym. And auto content markets itself explicitly as the Notebook LM API alternative.
Meaning universities can build this feature directly into their own apps.
Exactly. So E2s has a mobile app for students. It's their lifeline to the school. Imagine the financial aid office releases the new 2026 grant guidelines. It's dense, it's boring, but it's really important.
And usually they just email the PDF and pray that someone reads it.
Instead, E2s ingests that PDF, sends it over to the auto content API, and instantly generates a 10-minute, two-person dialogue podcast explaining the deadlines and requirements.
So Sarah can just listen to the financial aid update while she's walking to her morning class.
And she actually absorbs the information. It's a huge accessibility win. It helps students who struggle with reading comprehension or, you know, students who just don't have time to sit and parse legal jargon.
It also connects to the support side too, right? The E2's service desk.
This is where we save the staff's sanity. Think back to that office in September. The phones are ringing. What is everyone asking?
Oh, probably the same five questions over and over. How do I register? Where do I pay my bill? How do I reset my password?
Routine, repetitive questions. In the industry, we call this tier zero support. If a human has to answer those questions, they burn out. Plus, they aren't available to help the student who is actually having a real crisis.
So how does the video engine help here?
Deflection. A student goes to the service desk portal in E2s and types, "How do I register?" Instead of a text FAQ, the system serves up a 90-second video generated from the registration page, showing them exactly where to click.
Click here, then click here. It's visual and auditory.
Yeah, and the source material we looked at says that explainer videos lead to fewer support tickets. If you can deflect, say, 40% of those routine questions with video, you've just freed up 40% of your staff's time to focus on mentorship and high-value interactions.
Yes, the pitch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let your staff focus on what truly matters.
You automate the information so you can humanize the education.
I like that. Okay, let's fast forward to the end of the journey. Sarah graduates. She's gone. Now she's in E2's Connect. She's an alumna.
the hardest audience to engage by far.
Tell me about it. I get emails from my alma mater, and they are, well, they're uninspired. It's usually a newsletter that starts with, "Dear alumni," lists some construction updates, and ends with a big donate now button.
The unread newsletter problem. It's a one-way street. Universities just struggle to produce content that alumni actually want to consume, and this is where the tech gets a little controversial, but also highly effective.
Okay.
We have to talk about voice cloning.
Oof. All right. Are we talking about cloning the university president's voice?
It's what I call the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the leader. The president is the face of the brand. But the president is also the busiest person on campus. They can't sit in a recording booth every week.
So,
We fake it.
We clone it. The president records a few minutes of audio just once. The API trains a voice model on it.
I have to ask the skepticism question again. If I get an update from President Smith and it's AI, isn't that deepfake territory? Isn't that a little dystopian?
It's a fair question. The ethical way to do it, and what most institutions would advise, is disclosure. You just say, here is an AI read update from the president's office.
Yeah.
But even with that disclosure, the engagement is higher because audio just feels more intimate.
Okay, so assuming we're transparent about it, what are we sending them?
Weekly presidential updates or alumni spotlights.
Okay.
Imagine getting a personalized audio message that says, hey, we just wanted to highlight the success of our graduates in the tech sector this week. That does sound better than a text email. But where do they get the stories? The alumni office usually doesn't know what grads are doing unless someone tells them.
This is the second feature, deep research. Auto content has an endpoint that doesn't just write, it actually researches.
It Googles for you.
Essentially, yeah. You can set up what's called a newsjacking workflow. Find news about university name alumni in the last 7 days. The system scans the web, finds that Sarah just launched a startup or David got a promotion, and it scripts a weekly alumni news podcast summarizing those wins.
That is brilliant. It turns the university into a news organization that covers its own people.
And it solves the content bottleneck.
Yep.
No staff member had to spend hours Googling. The system serves up the wins, creates the audio, and then pushes it out through the E2's Connect app.
There's one more feature in this alumni bucket I want to touch on because it feels huge for the bottom line. Languages.
The global reach, yes.
So many universities have huge international student populations, but they communicate almost exclusively in English.
Which is just leaving money on the table. If you have a wealthy alumnus in Beijing or Madrid, sending them a donation request in English is, well, it's fine. But sending them a podcast update in Mandarin or Spanish.
That's a different level of connection.
It's a completely different level.
And auto content handles the translation.
Over 50 languages. A newsletter written in Boston can be instantly turned into a Hindi podcast. You are immediately expanding your total addressable market of donors. Connection is emotional, and, you know, native language is the quickest path to that emotion.
So we've covered the, videos for recruits, audio for students, cloned voices for alumni. But I want to pause and look under the hood. We threw around the term headless earlier.
The technical marriage.
To the average person, headless sounds like something from a horror movie. But in tech, it means something very specific. How does this actually work? Is there some dashboard where a person is clicking create video?
Ideally, no. That's the trap of traditional tools. If you have to log in and click buttons, it's still manual work. Headless means the content production is all happening in the background, triggered by code.
Give me a Lego analogy. How do we snap E2s and auto content together?
Okay, think of E2s as a big box of blue Legos. That's all your data. Auto content is a box of red Legos. That's your video and audio. To snap them together, you use a glue tool like Make.com or Zapier.
The connector piece.
Right, so you build a workflow, a kind of chain reaction. Step one, an event is created in E2s, let's say, fall orientation. That's the trigger.
Okay.
Step two, the connector tells auto content, go read the orientation webpage. Step three, auto content generates a hype video for Instagram and an audio guide for the schedule. And then step four, the connector pushes those files back into the E2's mobile app and sends a push notification.
And crucially, no human touch between create event and send notification.
Zero human touch. That is why they call it API first. It turns marketing from a craft, where an artisan makes one video at a time, into infrastructure, where the system just generates assets automatically as needed.
That is the 100x scale explained. It's not that people are working 100 times harder.
No, it's that the machine is doing all the heavy lifting.
It solves that thin content problem I saw mentioned in the notes.
Yes. Thin content is usually an SEO term for, like, junk pages, but here it's referring to those boring operational updates. Registration ends Friday. The cafeteria is closed for cleaning.
The stuff nobody wants to write.
Exactly. And by automating that with high-quality multimedia, you actually make it consumable. And again, I keep coming back to this. It frees up the humans. If the machine handles the reminders, the humans can handle the mentorship.
Which, let's be honest, is what higher education is supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be about filling out forms. It's about, you know, growing as a person. Yeah. So let's wrap this up. We've seen how E2s and auto content could potentially revolutionize the entire student life cycle. But I want to zoom out for the final thought. We're seeing a really big shift here.
It's the shift from university as institution to university as media company.
That's a bold statement.
Well, think about it. For 100 years, universities competed on curriculum, campus grounds, prestige. But in a digital world, attention is the scarcest resource there is.
True.
If you can't capture a student's attention, you can't teach them. You can't recruit them. You can't get them to donate later. The old model was build it and they will come. The new model is broadcast it or you are invisible.
It does feel like a necessary evolution, but it also feels like a lot of noise.
It is noise. And that is the question I'll leave you with. In a future where every student is just bombarded by thousands of notifications a day, who wins? Is it the university with the oldest ivy on the walls? Or is it the university that has built the infrastructure to automatically whisper the right information in the exact right format into the student's ear at the exact moment they need it?
That is a powerful thought. The battle for enrollment is becoming a battle of algorithms.
And the institutions that master those algorithms, I think those are the ones that will survive the next decade.
Well, on that slightly ominous but fascinating note, I'm going to go see if I can get an API to answer my email so I can focus on what truly matters, which is getting lunch.
Sounds like a solid workflow to me.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.